Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. Please be aware that we are going on a break and the next episode will be released on 6th of March. But don't be worried, meanwhile you can listen to our long talk episode where we discuss the recent changes in Ukraine's military policy. Thank you for your support and for staying with us. My name is Artem and here is the news. 722 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The US House of Representatives went on a break until the end of February without voting on the bill with the aid package for Ukraine, reports Ukrainska Pravda. On Tuesday, the US Senate approved a bipartisan funding bill providing aid to Ukraine, Israel, and other allied countries. In an emergency address on 13th of February, US President Joe Biden called on House Speaker Mike Johnson to immediately vote on the bill. But Johnson refused, as the bill lacked the tougher border security measures that House Republicans had demanded. The president wrote on Twitter, quote, "Failure to support Ukraine at this critical moment will never be forgotten," unquote. Strategic Communications Coordinator for the White House National Security Council John Kirby said that there is a real risk of Russian forces capturing the city of Avdiivka in Donetsk Oblast, reports TSN. He specified that incredibly intense fighting was taking place in the east of Ukraine near Avdiivka, which is at risk of falling under Russian control largely due to Ukraine's lack of artillery shells and Russia's superiority in manpower. Kirby stressed that the US has not been able to provide Ukraine with the artillery shells that they desperately need to disrupt these Russian assaults, due to the lack of Congress decision on funding. Russian forces are now reaching Ukrainian trenches exactly in Avdiivka and are beginning to overwhelm Ukrainian defenses. Meanwhile, commander of the Tavria Group of Forces, Oleksandr Tarnavsky, said that the situation in Avdiivka is difficult but under control, reports Suspilne. Fierce battles are taking place within the city. Reinforcements are arriving and additional ammunition and other means of destruction have been allocated. We would really appreciate if you could rate us, ideally with 5 stars, and leave a glowing review in the app where you are listening to this podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify and others. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As expected, Hungary has blocked the approval of the 13th package of EU sanctions against Russia, according to unnamed officials speaking to Financial Times, reports European Pravda. Sources said that during yesterday's meeting of EU ambassadors, Hungary was the only country to not support the 13th package of sanctions aimed at nearly 200 individuals and organizations from Russia, China, and other countries believed to be assisting Moscow in its war effort. One official revealed that Hungary objected to the new sanctions due to the inclusion of Chinese companies in the list. Sources suggest that discussions will continue and ministers of member countries will likely raise this issue in next week's meeting. Supporters of the sanctions package hope to reach an agreement by next Wednesday to meet the deadline on 24th February. According to the latest public opinion poll conducted by the Kyiv International Institute of Sociology, 40% of Ukrainians expressed trust in Oleksandr Syrsky, the new commander-in-chief of the armed forces, while the highest level of trust is maintained by the former commander Valery Zaluzhny at 94%, reports Suspilne. Survey data indicates that 40% of respondents trust Syrsky, 21% do not, and 4% have an identified attitude. Sociologists note that in December and February, 48% and 35% of respondents respectively knew nothing about Syrsky. At the same time, only 5% of Ukrainians do not trust former commander-in-chief Zaluzhny. Among the military leadership, the public's trust in Kirill Budanov, head of Defense Intelligence of Ukraine, increased from 60% in December 2023 to 66% in February 2024. Only 19% of respondents expressed distrust towards him. The survey was conducted during the period of Zaluzhny's dismissal. Right after the dismissal, the trust to President Volodymyr Zelensky dropped to 60% from 64%. In February 2022, before the Russian invasion, 37% trusted the president. After the invasion, the trust sharply increased to 90% as of May 2022, but has been lowering since. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better.
We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.